Next week is the 20-year anniversary of the Matthew Shepard murder. And today on Open Spaces, we'll bring you a number of stories on how the case impacted people, Wyoming, and what LGBTQ issues still remain. One of the people who covered the case from the start was Wyoming Public Radio's news director, Bob Beck. A warning that some listeners may find details in this conversation disturbing. Bob, what was it like to cover that case?
Well, it was very stressful early on. It was difficult to get information because almost immediately there was a gag order and law enforcement and prosecutors and people that you typically would talk to in a case, as well as defense attorneys, weren't talking. So there was nobody to confirm facts with. There wasn't, even off the record, they wouldn't talk to you because it was just such a sensitive case. You had national media just crush this town, television trucks all over the place, newspaper reporters, a lot of requests for my time and my reporter Heather Feeney's time to get on talk shows nationally. I was on MSNBC on Saturday morning, certainly had stories to do for NPR. So when I think about that first weekend in particular, right after we learned about the murder, it still stresses me out. It was a very difficult time.
And of course, this is Matthew Shepard, a gay UW student murdered. What do people sometimes miss about this case?
I think the brutality of the case. Some people have dismissed it. There's this argument that floats out there. Was it a hate crime? Was it a robbery gone bad, which I think the majority of people to this day believe? And then there's more recently been whether or not this was a drug deal gone bad. And, that's the argument generally people have. What I think they miss is the brutality of this. This is somebody that was hit on the head with a .357 Magnum on the side of the head 18 to 21 times. There's pictures of a guy they got into a conflict with that they hit once, and he's got stitches all the way across from the back of his head to the front of it. That's one hit. So think about 18 to 21 hits. The side of his skull was crushed in. Blood was pouring out. His ear was missing. It was just an incredibly awful murder. And I mean, tied up to a fence and hit that many times, it's just incomprehensible. And to think that that happened here in Laramie, Wyoming, it was hard to be both a reporter and a citizen of this community at the same time.
We're sitting here talking about it 20 years later. Why do you think it remains so controversial?
Well, and I think it's the things I mentioned because, I think the LGBTQ community, it's a case that, symbolizes their struggle. I think there's a strong belief that this was a situation where a gay young man was killed for being gay. But then there are others who look at some other things and say, no, this was probably a robbery. Some people believe it was both. And then the drug element entered into it. I think for people in Wyoming and Laramie, to think that a hate crime might occur here was a very difficult conversation to people to wrap their arms around. And plus, it's a very complex case. There's a lot. This is not a black and white case, never has been. So for whatever reason, it's become, just a lightning rod for these various types of issues.
Do you think it changed Wyoming?
I do. We did a talk show a couple of weeks after this happened, and we took calls from all across the state. And it was very interesting. You had people that were really conflicted with this, people that probably dismissed gay and lesbian folks as bad people that were reconsidering their viewpoint. And then, what about hate crimes? That became a discussion. We had a very close vote in the legislature. It didn't pass that year. But just the fact that it got that far when the thing always died in committee told you something about the impact it had. So I think it did. Right now we're having Endow talk about a non-discrimination law, and we're going to be talking about that on the show today. And I think that shows you something about how different things are than they were 20 years ago.
Is there anything that stays with you about the murder and its effects, something that you still think about to this day?
Yeah, the one thing that I took away from the trial that I'll never forget, and I told him this when I saw him, was Mr. Shepard, Matthew's father, Dennis, gave a speech at the end at Erin McKinney, and it was basically saying that you're not going to get the death penalty, but Matt did believe in the death penalty. Mm-hmm. And we hope you think about Matt every single day of your life when you're sitting behind prison. One of the most powerful speeches I ever heard in my life. That had a tremendous impact on me. In fact, I still have a copy of that speech in my file from the case because it was just so amazing. I've seen it represented in movies and on television shows, and nobody ever did it better than Dennis Shepard. That's something that stuck with me. I thought the march at homecoming where a group of people picked up and wore yellow on their armbands just to represent, you know, their support for Matt Shepard and gay and lesbian issues, and how many people joined in from the community and marched. That was a very powerful moment. And, you know, there was also the bad side. There was Fred Phelps and his group and the kids holding up these horrific signs. And then the angels showing up and standing in front of them so you couldn't see them. These are all memories that I always probably will carry with me.
Wyoming Public Radio News Director Bob Beck, he covered the Matthew Shepard case from the start. Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.